You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's up, dude?
How
Okay,
you?
so this is working.
Yeah, it's all working. What's up, man? How you been?
I've been pretty good. I mean, slowly getting back on the horse type deal, paying bills, trying not to sweat.
You've been working out more frequently?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great. I'm starting to run every other day too.
I fucking went out for a run today with my brother, and it was windy as hell. And I'm just thinking to myself, this wind's really just not going to help with the fire at all.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That's what made campfire so bad.
It's blowing like crazy out there too. I'm like, oh God, this is going to be like until November.
Right.
I remember when that fire. I remember when that fire was going on. I think we all did senior ditch day that day. Fucking, we left you behind at school.
I remember that. It was so fucking smoky.
Did we ever tell you that we saw this dude like skateboarding near the Vans bicycle shop? He fell over and he's like, "Fuck, real loud." And I told Connor, ask him if he's okay. And Connor's like, "You okay, man?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And then we're like, "Okay." We drove off, and Connor's like, "Fucking idiot."
Was so fucking mad I missed out on that because I had to go to an FFA competition, so I couldn't ditch school. I was so
Oh
upset.
yeah. I remember you saying that too. Yeah, that
And
does.
like everything y'all did, I was like, we should do this.
And we did it too. I sold the
Yeah.
guitar. I my dumbass bought a Pokemon booster set. I was thinking
Yeah.
about buying that fucking holographic Charizard that was $75.
It's only $75 now. Shit.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Holographic Charizards. God damn. Well, shit. What? Those were the days, man. Fucking weird white people have to ruin shit like that. Like those
Yeah.
dumbasses that started the new fire with a gender reveal party. Like, what fucking
It
hillbilly shit is that?
a fire. They just started another one.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys. You're
Yeah,
giving us white people a bad name.
it is pretty bad.
Well, at least we got the National Guard and the firefighters, those brave souls.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Fuck. I hope you're gonna be ready to get the fuck out of there, South
Yeah.
Dakota.
It's gonna take a while, man.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, once we're there, it's like Tornado Valley and shit like that. Life
Really
below
freezing temperatures and everything, yep.
zero. Still, I'd take that over fucking wildfires any day.
No shit, and all that excessive heat and that that's just the nonstop smoke. Yeah. So, anything new going on at the base at all?
Nah, we're just kind of living. I mean, we get new cases almost daily, almost, not all the time. And then we get recoveries all the time, too. Sometimes there's bad days, like the other day, we had like 18 new cases and no recoveries. And sometimes there's like quite a few recoveries and we're all good. So
Yeah.
we're
They need
just
to
trying
have.
to
They
live
need to
in
make sure everyone's eating healthy over there. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean the DFAC, I've never had their food, so I wouldn't know. But
Hey,
I would.
everyone needs to be working out, just like Dwayne Johnson. Otherwise, and you'll recover in 3 days, no time.
Oh yeah, plenty of people are working out all the time. I see it. It's just
Yeah.
a military thing, I think. But we got
Yeah.
plenty of people on this base anyways. I think we got
You
all four branches here, actually. Yep.
motherfuckers aren't washing your hands.
Those kinds of signs are so fucking stupid. It's like the employees must wash their hands. Like, what fucking sicko is not washing their goddamn hands?
I
Like,
mean, like, no
fuck.
shit. It's common fucking courtesy to do something like that.
It's like, did your parents not raise you right? And that's why you think everybody needs to remember that? Like,
No shit.
come on, guys. We're better than this.
No shit.
You see, Moist Critical gotten into the newest Killer Bean
I
animation
saw
video.
that. Yeah, I did.
Pretty interesting. Voice acting, a coffee bean, I think.
Voice acting would be the funnest fucking thing to do, honestly.
Yeah, like I saw DC Fandom's Kevin Conroy video. Oh yeah, that was sick.
What was it about?
It was just him, Kevin Conroy, going like, "Yeah, no, I'm like the voice of Batman. I've been doing it for so long and so many things." And he kind of just talks about what it means for him to be able to play as Batman.
Yeah.
And yeah, he joked a little bit. He's like, "Yeah, well, if anybody else tries to be the voice of Batman, I have one piece of advice for you. Don't, because I'm Batman." Was pretty funny. Gosh, DC Fandom was pretty good this year, wasn't it?
That was okay.
It was okay. Well, I mean, I guess I didn't see the last one, so I don't really have a point of comparison. What were the
No, this was the
highlights
first
for
time they've
you?
ever.
Oh, this was the first time they ever did it?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a dumbass like that.
So
What
you remember how Netflix is uploading that fucking movie Cuties to their catalog?
Yeah, God
Well, apparently
damn.
the only country I know they removed it from is apparently Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
What? Who the fuck in Turkey is watching Netflix anyways? Like, they've got quite a bit of issues over there that kind of take up their time and minds.
Right.
Terrorists, civil
Right.
war. Well, I don't know if they're technically in a civil war, but you know, Turkey's got all that dumb shit going on.
Turkey's just fucked in general.
Yeah, I would hate to get deployed there. Oh my God. Because you can get like deployed over there for just to sit around and do nothing. So yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well. Maybe they'll send they will send me over there and I'm gonna be like, God damn it. Then next thing you know, we're doing another episode and I'm in Turkey. Hear some gunshots in the background and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go. God damn. Oh, Jesus.
What?
Oh, I was gonna ask if you had anything like super specific or if we were just gonna shoot the shit the whole time, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe
Mostly shoot the shit the whole time. I'm on my computer right now, seeing if I can find anything to talk about.
Okay, yeah. I kind of I did a thing one time. Someone else wanted to like because we'd talked about it like a podcast. And they were just like, yeah, I don't know what to talk about. And so I kind of like pulled up a list. I mean, oh yeah, it was about like escapism and like why does it is it apparently important for the human psyche? I mean, I'm not a
I'm gonna
psychologist.
say right now it's very fucking important because without it, people are gonna go insane.
Oh, I 100% agree. And I mean, I want to be clear to anybody who's listening to this in the future. I am not a psychologist. I have no expertise or study in that subject whatsoever. I'm just a fucking dude who lives off of government money. So, that's my background basically. But yeah, I agree. I think it's highly important that we have some form of escapism as long as it's not like the only thing in our lives, you know, like we can't be stuck in that escapist world the whole time. Otherwise, that's going to cause some problems.
No, fuck. I'm sorry. I was looking at a meme. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking meme of Dwight, and it says me bullying liberals when they're in the arcade room, and this blonde chick with the sweater on, it's like standing behind him, and it says Republicans thinking I'm one of them, and Dwight's like, fuck.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, I think memes are an interest. I'm trying to tie it into whatever bullshit I was spouting earlier. I think memes are another kind of form of idealized escapism, I guess you could say. Like,
They are like a lot of the times they're not as funny as they used to be. Most of the time they're just copy and paste. And it's like, you got anything new? 'Cause like I've seen this picture 50 fucking times and it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, and like especially political memes, I think people kind of use it to live in their fantasy world where the other side is the enemy, particularly with like memes coming out of the extreme left on the internet. Like those are just so bad, and they don't even make sense. Like seriously.
So
Like
they dropped new screenshots for the Mandalorian season two.
oh, they did. I like how we're
Yeah.
just switching conversations casually, not even
Uh-huh.
finished with one.
Yeah, you remember what I said? Shoot the shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I'm totally down.
talking about entertainment stuff anyway.
Okay, yeah, entertainment stuff. That actually sounds like a good idea to go for. So new screenshots, how are they looking?
The CGI looks way more improved, honestly.
Well, because limited budget, I mean, their practical effects were fucking on point, though.
I respect that about John Watts going full on practical with it too.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this second season. It's coming in
Dude.
October, though, right?
Yeah, October. So apparently, Kotaku is laying off a shit ton of people that woke journalist gaming site.
Oh, really? Why
Yeah,
are they laying off?
they're shutting down in the United Kingdom, and they're laying off a lot of people in the US.
Go woke, go broke.
Yeah, exactly.
How it works.
It does, absolutely.
Reminds me of your earlier episodes when you were talking about DC and Marvel and the pandering.
I was yelling a lot back then. Like, I don't want to yell as much now.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But you did bring up some good points about it.
Yeah, I did, but like, I don't think people like the idea of me yelling like a psychopath all the time.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't like going to be an argumentative thing either. It's just
No.
us talking out of our ass, basically.
Absolutely. Oh man. Yeah, it's really dark. It's like creepy outside. Like, I can't tell if this is clouds or if this is all smoke.
It's 100% smoke. Have you seen like the atmospheric pictures? Holy shit. It reminds me of like when the Amazon was on fire and people were losing their goddamn minds about it, even though it was like it was still a horrible fire, but like it wasn't as bad as most fires can get. And like that was pretty bad because it was thick jungle, but this shit's on a whole nother level.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking absolutely insane, man.
So speaking of the entertainment industry, do you think what is it? Do you think the superhero genre is gonna die out just like the Western genre did, like the Wild West stuff?
I don't know because
Because back in like the what was it, the 50s all the way to like the early 80s, that stuff was kicking off. It's like, what was it, like a good 30 years of that shit?
I think it goes in cycles because I mean like I'm pretty sure plays like ancient plays and shit went through that same kind of thing and like clothes go through the same kind of thing too. Like shit that was really like liked in the 70 late 70s, early 80s is liked now, like that type style.
Yeah, it's
And
kind of crazy. It's like, it's a little dystopian in my opinion.
yeah, it is kind of weird. Like, is our culture not progressing? Well, I mean, I guess for things like clothes, I mean, like those we kind of optimized it, I mean. Optimized, what the fuck is that? We kind of already optimized clothing and stuff, so I don't really see like a situation in which like our culture has stagnated and we could tell because we don't have new fucking clothes. Like, have you ever watched
Right.
Bill and Ted and like when they're in the future?
I haven't seen the newest movie, and I haven't seen the other ones in a long fucking time.
Okay, well, remember how the future people dressed really weird in like the first one,
Yeah, they dress
Six
like
Men
fucking
Adventure?
Kryptonians.
Yeah, and it's like all random colors and shit. Like, I don't think society is gonna get to a point where if we don't get to start wearing something crazy like that we're gonna see societal decay or some shit. I don't think we're gonna get anywhere near that. But I
Bro,
think.
my skin is fucking peeling off my foot like crazy.
Would you get sunburn on your foot?
No, I think it might be athlete's feet.
That's a fungus, bro. That's a
It
fungus,
does.
bro.
I don't know. I don't have any blisters or anything. It's just my skin's peeling off my fucking feet.
I don't know. Maybe you're just peeling, I guess. It happens. Like how hands get dry and start peeling. Maybe it's that. But I'm not a fucking doctor or dermatologist, so I couldn't really tell you.
Skin doctors are dermatologists.
Yeah. That's why I mentioned it. But yeah.
So, what was it? So CD Projekt Red, they announced that their multiplayer mode of the game will have microtransactions.
For Cyberpunk?
Yeah, the multiplayer is like a standalone game. It probably won't even come out until 2023.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's good that they're releasing it that much later because single player games, right? Like
Dude,
we need more of
we don't even know the runtime for 2077 yet.
them. Yeah. That I
It's
think Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
like, what was it? The intro to the game is like 5 hours.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay.
So like, thinking about that is like, how long is it going to take to beat this game if I want to do every side quest I can, look for secrets, and I want to upgrade my character as much as I fucking possibly can? Because how long is that going to take?
Yeah, plus you're gonna have like stuff that probably won't even be available unless you take certain
The
paths.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, because they said no one's game is going to be similar.
That's a lot of work to put in a game. How long has this game been in development?
This game's been in development since 20 fucking 13.
Oh my God.
Maybe,
The
no,
amount of
2012.
stuff.
They started working on it in 2012, and then they showed a CGI trailer back in 2013, and then the game got put on hold for a while. And then they started talk. Everyone thought this game was oh, fucking shelved, and then they bring it back after this how successful The Witcher 3 did.
And then fucking Keanu Reeves.
And then Keanu Reeves fucking made the hype train into a fucking hype bullet train.
How the fuck? When did he even get on the project? Because
He got onto the project like way later in its development cycle. He wasn't there. The character wasn't even gonna be in the game, apparently, from what I heard. They had to rewrite a whole lot of things too.
yeah, because like. If you even if it's like somewhat delayed, you still have, that's a lot of time to write a lot of things.
Let me check. They hired almost like 200,000 Chinese voice actors for like the Chinese translation of the game.
Whoa, that's a
And
lot of
what
voice
was it?
acting.
Fucking 100,000 something lines of dialogue for NPCs.
Okay, that's insane. That's like a huge project. It makes me wonder if it's almost a bad thing in a way, not because of how good it's going to be, but that's such a high industry standard to like they are raising the bar by doing that. And it makes me wonder how all these other companies that kind of like cut out as much as they can so the profit margin is as large as possible. It makes me wonder if we're gonna ever be able to get a good game like that again, or if we're gonna get something that prior we're gonna get games, new games within a reasonable amount of time almost. Because, like, say it releases at like that, just how they're gonna say, which would be awesome as fuck. What if people just will only want that type of length in a game from now on, and we're gonna have to wait for years and years and years to keep getting new games, and they're just gonna keep trying to one up each other. And next thing you
That's
know,
the
we're just not gonna have
kind
time.
of competition I want to see. It's like that means they are going to have to start innovating and start making different shit. That means they're going to try to have to be better than each other. But because everything
Yeah.
right now feels so fucking similar, and that's why I'm not excited about anything.
Yeah, I agree. The only problem that I think could arise from this is if because of one thing being so successful and that becomes the industry standard, now that's all we're going to get. And then we're not going to be, because that kind of game is so huge, we're barely going to have time to play it. It might take us no, a number of years even to finish it. Like think about YouTubers who make their careers off video games. Normally, like campaigns can last like 30 episodes or something max, depending on the game. A game like that would take thousands and thousands of episodes. And I mean, that's like a lot of content to go through. And if all games are like that, I'm not going to be able to enjoy every single game anymore. Because like COD games are a great example of games that can work while they're short. And I'm not saying they're the best games in the world, but like we need kind of like a, you know what, a better example is Titanfall 2. Titanfall 2's campaign was exemplary, and that game is short as fuck at the end of the day. It really is. But like I think we also need those games in the industry so we can have time to enjoy video games, you know, without having to dedicate our literal lives to it. And I'm not saying that those games are bad necessarily. I'm just saying that I don't want an industry that's only the super long games like Cyberpunk is going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think like some of those long games that get really boring after a while, I would have to say were like Skyrim for me, because like with how big that map is and how slow your character felt, and like how hard it was to like acquire a horse in that game, it was just if everything felt slow in the wrongest way possible.
I mean, I guess it also depends on the features you implement, because there was fast travel in Skyrim. So unless you were playing by forcing yourself to not use fast
I
travel.
didn't want to use fast travel because I wanted to see what was out in the world. I thought it would be open, like I thought there'd be like more things to see, kind of like in The Witcher, but man, I was wrong.
Yeah, I think I don't know what it is about Skyrim for me personally. I just like somehow, even though I do play it all the time, like it's one of those games that I can endlessly play in a way, and probably that's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's like good or anything. I'd say it's above moderate, but it's not above good, you know.
Right.
But I can kind of see what you're saying. We just kind of, I think those games just take a lot of time to develop, you know, like how I said a little bit earlier, like I don't want to have to wait 5 years for a new game and be stuck with whatever limited pool there is then.
I mean, CD Projekt Red did say they are planning on working another Witcher game.
Yeah, that's going to be good, I think.
I don't know what they're going to do on it. I like because they said they there's a lot more Witcher books than the games are based on off of, because like they mostly focused on Geralt, and I don't remember who. I never read the books, but apparently they of the other books focused on other Witchers and other characters.
Right. So
And I
they've got a
wonder
lot of. Sorry, go on.
how they're going to handle that too, because I just. I don't, I can't, I never read the books. Like, there's, what is it? There are like 10 of them?
Something like that, I think.
And I think most of them have to deal with like characters who don't even hunt monsters. It's just in the same universe, it's just other people dealing with other shit.
Right.
Oh,
Probably
yeah,
like, sorry.
they also said Ciri did travel to the Cyberpunk universe, but we're not going to see her in the game. So they've been saying, but who knows what they're doing? They probably are hiding something from us.
Yeah. I just hope that when it comes to the Witcher books, they take full advantage of the fact that they're already there. Because like Disney with Star Wars, first off, they fucked up by choosing Kathleen Kennedy, but she basically tricked her way into it by making George Lucas think that she was the one when she wasn't. But
It was like
let's
Todd Howard with his new Fallout games. Oh yeah, we'll totally respect your vision.
yeah. That
Sweet, sweet little lies. That's what they were.
Yeah, she did that. But even if we take her out of the equation, let's say they made a huge mistake by decanonizing every fucking thing except for the movies and the show. And that was a
Yeah,
huge mistake
that's what
because
pissed a lot of people off.
they had so much pre-written material that they could have used. Like when Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and all of them, the ones who are old now or dead, they could have been in great, great stories. And we're never going to be able to see them again in those stories like that because they're too old or they're gone. And that's fucking
Yep.
sad. Like,
It's disappointing as fuck. And the thing about that is there was a lot of good actual sequel stories that were written after the what was it? The original trilogy that was written that were written after the prequel trilogy. Like, they had a whole bunch of stories, like the one you talked to me about, like Han Solo having two kids instead of one.
Yeah, the Young Jedi
That
Knight
would
series. I fucking
have
love
been
it.
way more interesting as a movie series.
Plus, it would have given, like, first off, Carrie Fisher was already a female icon, like a great hero for little girls. You know what I'm saying? With
Disney's
they
using
are trying.
Princess Leia as like some badass, like she's apparently better than everybody. Like, there's this picture of Princess Leia in one of these animated shorts of her kicking down Chihuahua, Chewbacca through,
That would hurt.
Chewbacca down a fucking grate, like he's like a piece of shit. And I'm like, oh, so you're teaching little girls that if they're a princess, they can beat on impoverished people like that? Because Chewbacca was basically a slave race. The Wookiee were basically race, and they were held captive by the Empire for thousand for hundred for decades at a time, and that's how you treat his ass.
Yeah, no, that's not even how it happened in the movie. And also, Chewie would have killed her for that. But, like, the females would have had, like, a new icon for a new generation in her and Han's kids, because guess what? They're twins, Jacen and Jaina, boy and a girl. And you know what fucking happens to Jaina? She becomes like the hero of the story. Like, spoilers for books that are decades old, but fucking Jacen turns into like a Sith Lord, the new Sith enemy, and she has to fucking kill his ass. She has to kill her twin brother who falls to the dark side. And she remains the hero of the story. And this is after Jacen, the brother that goes bad, kills Luke Skywalker's fucking wife. Like,
Yeah,
straight
that's
up.
another character we never got to see ever fucking done with
Yeah.
Justin.
Mara
Well,
Jade, yeah.
yeah, it's bullshit.
100% is bullshit. They had so many different routes they could have gone, and the stories could have went on forever, because they did in the
Hell, you know what
books.
they could have done after the prequel trilogy was they could have done Starkiller live action. They could have just hired better writers to actually flesh out his character and like redo the sequel to that game and made it 1,000 times better.
Yeah,
But, you know,
because the sequel was
well,
shit. The sequel was so shit. The first Force Unleashed was great.
but the thing is they don't care about writing. All they care about is fucking woke points. And most of the people that tout this shit do not fucking care about the property.
Yeah, and it's real sad, and it almost makes me wish for like the good old days, but those
The
aren't
early
coming back.
2000s? No, they're not coming back unless we do something about
Yeah.
it. My
And I mean,
solution is we keep gatekeeping cult nerd culture again. We don't allow these motherfuckers in. We tell them, no, you're not allowed to like this shit. If you're going to be one of those people who decide to ruin shit just for your own little sick agenda, you can fuck right off.
yeah. I think anybody can be a fan of anything, of course, but like we shouldn't like let them into the creative process and like infect it. I think that like ruins films. I think that's probably why.
It's what's
Well, that's
killing the
definitely.
comic industry right now.
Yeah.
It's what's ruining Hollywood entertainment. It's
Well, Hollywood has more
ruining
problems than that, but yeah.
TV. It's ruining gaming. It's fucking ruining damn near everything fun. Like, fun's like not even a thing anymore.
It's all a rise of authoritarian state type deal. They want to control the language and what we see,
I
and
think the
that's
best,
how
I
it
think the
happens.
best show I've been watching right now is The Boys from Amazon.
Oh, dude, I just finished the 3 episodes of season 2 that are
I know
available, so I could catch
it's so
up,
fucking good, man.
bro. And the writing is really good. It kind of gets. I mean, some of it's a tad simplistic, but the idea around it is amazing. Like what they've been doing with the deep. Like
Yeah, I know.
they went
They
in there.
got. I fucking despised him in the first episode, but like, getting me to care about him a little bit, and it's kind of fucking weird. Like, most of the time when you watch a character that you hate, it is super fucking hard for you to be sympathetic towards them.
Yeah, but they pulled it off. I'm like, God damn. Like, I already felt kind of sad for him, like despite all that shit that he did, like when he got moved, you know. Try not to spoil anything, folks. But like, I was just like, damn, he's like so sad. I kind of feel that.
And
And then
I also feel a little bit for Homelander, because remember, he grew up inside of a fucking lab because his abilities far exceeded anybody else's. And like, they were just testing him. He didn't have anyone to love him. He was.
Full
He's just an
spoilers now,
experiment.
folks. Full spoilers now.
It was the first season. If you didn't have time to watch that, it's like, I kind of don't feel bad for you.
I guess, yeah. But point is, folks, watch it so you can really get what we're talking about. Yeah. Like, remember when, like, he's like, "Are you gonna be my new mom or whatever?" And then fucking just won't let her go and kills her. And they're like, "Oh, fuck, guys, he did it again."
Yeah.
I was
Yeah,
like,
I did not
Jesus.
expect that to happen, honestly.
I
Don't
was
solve the
like,
first one.
yeah. And he's so weird, though. Homelander is so weird. Like, for some reason, he has this weird obsession with milk now, and I don't get it.
It's because he was never, it's because he was never properly nurtured, dude. That's the thing. He was probably drinking formula.
That's actually true. Yeah, that's, you know, you pointed that out. Now, like, I see it as a huge thematic element for his character. That was really good. I just kind of thought it was weird the whole time, especially when he like pulled the first one, the first time he did it in the season. I was like, what the fuck? What is
Yeah,
going
exactly.
on? And then he
It's
started sniffing regular milk and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck?
freaking move, dog. This is not dry.
That's really good though. Like,
Yeah, it is good
the
writing. It's
milk.
just, I wish we could get more shit like that. It's like, it's not fucking hard. Try not to please a small little vocal minority who acts like a bunch of pussies who don't get their way.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what they're doing in a way. Like,
They're even poking fun at those kinds of people. Have you seen their the I'm not gonna say who it is, but the newest character in season two, like they're poking fun at those kinds of people.
You can say her name, by the way.
Yeah.
She was like the main trailer lady. Yeah,
What the
like
fuck was her name? I can't remember.
Stormfront.
Yeah, that's right. She fucking bitch, dude, I swear.
She's so annoying. Like,
I like her at some points, but at the same time, I wanna fucking kill her.
bro, she's fucking straight psycho, though. Like, that
And like,
whole
oh,
sequence, I was like,
she's
holy
from
fuck.
Brooklyn. I'm like, oh, this couldn't be any more relevant than today.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, I think they're making her sort of meta with the way she does that, because that's 100% how that shit would go down.
Yeah,
Straight up.
I've been seeing a lot of the trailers too, and how they're cut. And like, dude, I didn't see these in any of the episodes that are out yet. It's like, why the fuck is Amazon like, oh, we're gonna do a new episode every Friday this month? I'm like, fucking why?
Why? Yeah.
Bullshit. Fucking Netflix did the same thing with season two of Stranger Things.
Did they?
Yeah, they did, and people fucking demonized them for it.
I mean, I guess I can see why, but at the same time, I'm like
Dude,
okay
it's
with
like
it.
you expect us to remember what happened every fucking episode. It's like, no, dude, I just want to sit down and have my happy ass fucking watch all of it in one go.
You're just like, fuck remembering what happened last episode. I want to binge.
It's because I do want to binge it. I want to be able to fucking take it all in at once.
Oh, I want to binge it too, but I can 100% remember what happens.
I do remember what happens. I can recap some of it, but I can't detail whatever happened in every fucking episode.
Well, I don't think anybody can do that unless they have photographic memory, but yeah, I get you. Plus, it also
Dude,
depends on your
the
interest
fact
level.
that Disney got away with this shit is fucking insane. They need to bring this art back. It's fucking hot.
Oh yeah, Berserk, yeah. Bro, Zach, he read that in the fucking school library at YC.
Oh, Berserk?
Yeah, he did. I remember I was hanging out with him a couple times and he was reading it, and then I got to some of the racier scenes and I was like, holy shit, are you sure you should be watching this at school, like reading this at school? He's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Which Zach was it, though?
Davis.
Oh, God. That motherfucker, dude, I swear.
Yeah, bro, I miss him. It's
What
kind of,
the fuck?
what the fuck, what? Did you just find something?
No, I'm looking at this there's a character called Speed Buggy Barbera, and they did a
Yes.
crossover with Wally West's Flash, the Ginger Wally.
Okay, bless you, by the way.
Thank you. The fucking the art for the Flash comics, fucking superb. I swear to God, dude, they nail it. It's got this like really gritty feel to it, and I love it.
Oh yeah, I love gritty feels 100%. And
And oh, dude, that's what's his name? Fuck, I'm trying to remember. That's they used his name in the show improperly, the Flash TV show. Savitar, that's who it is. They used Savitar's name wrong. They've got the character all fucked up in the show.
how do they say it?
Savitar, no, they got his character wrong because apparently it was an evil future Barry Allen that was Savitar, but Savitar was just someone else. Like, it wasn't even a Barry Allen person.
Oh, well, yeah, they did do that in the show. I wasn't aware how different it
Dude,
was
they
or
brought
anything.
back in the comics? Holy shit. Like, the thing that sucks is that the Flash is, I don't care what anyone says, TV show sucks, but the comic books character, fucking underrated as hell.
Oh, well, the comics are usually always underrated. Like
The thing about
out
the
of
Flash
all
is that
out of
I have never encountered anything like hidden agendas in them or anything. It's actual superhero shit. There's like no, oh God, blah 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 blah, fucking blah 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 blah.
And like they whenever they try that shit in like the main universe, they fuck it up. Like
They're pushing it mostly with Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, the big fucking three.
yeah, you don't fuck with the big three. The big three are the
No,
big
you
three
don't.
because they're timeless.
The big three are these three things. They make you big money, they're your biggest attractions, and they're your biggest fucking characters.
Yeah, they're timeless. You know what I just realized about the big three archetype, though, is that it's like literally, it's almost universal everywhere. The big three are two
Joe.
dudes, one girl. Two dudes and one girl. And this is true in anime. Look at fucking Naruto, and
Thinking Harry
then
Potter. It's the
Harry
same
Potter.
thing. It's the same thing in what? I'm trying to think of something else.
It's the same in, all right. Not My Hero Academia. That's a whole fuck. Well, actually, yes, because in My Hero Academia, they literally have a cast group called the Big Three because they're the best top three students in UA, and it's two boys and a girl.
I'm
I
trying to
think
think of what other fucking teams like that. Oh
Harry
yeah,
Potter,
my
Danny
Spider-Man
Phantom.
like that.
Danny Phantom.
Danny, exactly. Fuck. You know they called the you know what they called the Trinity for Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman? They call them the Holy Trinity.
I mean, that's basically true. That's a weirdly fascinating archetype, especially the way that it ended up. 'Cause like it's always two dudes, one girl, and it's usually the dude who's at like the center. Like for the Justice League, it's Superman every single
Yeah,
fucking
he's the
time.
fucking
He's
leader.
yeah, and then it's Batman, and then Wonder Woman, and neither of them ever feel tacked on or anything. Maybe
No.
Wonder Woman felt that way when they started out, but it's always three people. And even when it's not necessarily two dudes and one girl, you know, there are other examples of those trios. Like Teen Titans started out as three dudes, Robin, Kid Flash, and Speedy, like in the way like Golden Age comics. That's how it started. And it was those three. Or like the Powerpuff Girls. Three girls, you know, and that still holds true with the big three archetype, you know, because they're like
It's
three
because three
completely
is a
different characters.
holy number.
It's yeah, it is. It really is. It's kind of crazy, actually. I wonder how much of it we got from Judeo-Christian stuff, but that doesn't explain how it developed in the East. Because the East doesn't hold Judeo-Christian values, you know, because if I
Don't know
was
what
going
it
to say
is.
it came.
I don't know what it is. It's like there's something about the number three that's big when it comes to like people working together.
And
Like
like
three. Freeze a crowd, I guess.
I guess so. And I don't know, sometimes it feels weird too. Oh, like Avatar is another example until season two when they add Toph and then Zuko. But yeah, I mean it always manages to be three, or at least start out as three. I
Right,
think
it's always like that. I don't. Fucking, yeah, Avatar did start like that, and then what? I'm trying to think of another show.
God,
Or something in media. It's
yeah.
just, I don't know, the whole trio dynamic, it works better because you have three characters who pull from one another. Like you have the leader who's like a mix between both of the two other characters. So, like, the thing with the Justice League is Batman's more ruthless, he's more intimidating, and he's more like, I will be painful to people if they don't answer me. Then there's Wonder Woman, who's more compassionate, and she's trying to be like, you know, we should talk to them instead about this. But she is a warrior. She will fight if she has to.
Yeah. And then you got Superman.
And then Superman's like, you know, a mix between those two. He's like, he'll hurt motherfuckers if he has to, but he's also very compassionate and caring. And he wants to be your friend. He wants to talk to you too.
Yeah, and it creates a good literary dynamic in a way too, because you automatically have a love interest that can happen, and it doesn't need to involve the main character. Like, the main
No, it
character
doesn't.
can go ahead and have his own swing. Or if you wanted to, you could make it a main part of like a drama inside the group of three. That can happen also.
That's true, yeah.
Because Harry, the way Harry Potter worked out was Ron and Hermione got together. You know, we know that, and Harry got with Ginny.
Did you hear
Yeah,
J.K. Rowling said she wished she made Harry and Hermione a couple instead of Ron
bro,
or
what the fuck? No.
her?
No, Ron is a classic. I love Rupert Grint, and I fucking love the character Ron. He's so great.
Dude,
And
I miss those. Do you remember the days when everyone theorized that Dumbledore was actually just an older version of Ronald Weasley? I'm like, dude,
oh
that'd be so
my
fucking cool if they did that, like with some sort of time travel shit. And then
God.
those
Right.
fucking prequel movies come out, and I'm like, well, I want to fucking die.
Well, the first one wasn't so bad.
It
I mean,
wasn't, but like, then the second one comes out, and I'm like, huh?
I haven't even seen it. I haven't seen a
I
single scene
know.
from the second movie.
Magani isn't Indian anymore, dude. She's an Asian woman now.
Who?
Voldemort Snape, it's an anamorphic person. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that they canonized it. I knew that was theorized that it was some
They
chick.
canonized it, and she was supposed to be an Indian lady, but they made her Asian instead.
That doesn't make sense within the context of Britain, though. Like, remember the twins, Pravity and Prodi? I can't remember the second twin
Yeah,
name.
those two. I
They
like
were
those two. Those two
Indian.
were cool.
Oh yeah, they were Indian, but like that's how it is in Britain. It's a bunch of white people and Indians because
Yeah.
India was colonized by Britain, and they had a whole shipping company about it, the
Yeah.
West India Company or East
And
India Company.
you know how they could have fit that in so well. She could have been like some sort of like snake charmer or something, and she could have been became a snake because of a fucking curse. That'd have been super fucking cool. And that's
Plus,
what they did.
it would have added a little bit more of the world building into Harry Potter because, I mean,
It
it's
would have
just
given
Britain.
one of Voldemort's most cared about characters too.
Well, because like Snake, but also Horcrux, like
Yeah,
straight up.
exactly. I don't
And
know. It's just me trying to like flesh out a character that's never fucking talked about. And I thought it would have worked out really well. She could have been like, you know, a snake charmer. She could have been like really fucking evil about how she did it, and she got cursed on about because of how she fucking practiced her ways. And then that's how she meets Voldemort. Because, you
Yeah.
know, it's a giant fucking snake killing people. What else could you want if you're an evil son of a bitch?
I know, right? What else could you want if you were an evil son of a bitch? that's true. Yeah. Oh gosh.
That's a
So staying on Harry Potter real quick, I watched this video by this dude and I like loved this video. Remember how in book five, or I guess movie five, whichever one you want to go off of,
What
or
was it, the Goblet of Fire? No, that was
No,
cool.
the Order of Phoenix. Remember
Yeah.
how you know what I'm talking about? Caps Lock Harry, like he's always yelling and he's kind of an asshole in the book.
Yeah, I don't blame him for him getting pissed all the time because everyone's like, oh, this is all on you, dude. You gotta fucking do it.
Well, not even just that though, because he was going through like the stages of grief, and like
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think
Who was
people
that guy that
realize it.
came up with, no, it was his fucking.
Cedric. It was Cedric at the beginning, because like he literally went through like this horrific trauma of he's like, okay, let's grab it together because you saved me, I saved you, whatever. Let's just win it because it's a win for Hogwarts. And then they get teleported, and then he just kind of gets killed really, really brutally too. Like
Yeah, I wish they
it
did his death more decently in the fucking movie, because like Voldemort just fucking straight up, what was it? Just
well, it was
wasn't Voldemort
Goblet
that
of
killed
Fire.
him, it was someone else.
Well, because he Wormtail did it. They got the line in still. He said, "Kill despair." That's what he said in the book. Voldemort said to Wormtail. So they got that right. But honestly, Goblet of Fire was the worst of the movies, the worst adapted, that is.
I think my favorite adaptation was of Prisoner of Azkaban. I fucking love that Harry Potter movie out of every one of them. It's the fucking something about the Dementors is so fucking captivating. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's great. But staying on Order of Phoenix, a lot of people just don't like Caps Lock Harry because he is an asshole. He 100% was an asshole in that book and movie. But you know what? He was justified. Not just because people were kind of like on
Pushing.
him and everything, but he was going through like a terrible trauma. Horrible.
Exactly.
And it was a little bit of a shock for readers, especially too, because Harry didn't like have much of a personality himself, because the way it was started out was we were like learning with Harry about the wizarding world and everything. So he was developed, but not as much as everybody else, because he kind of needed to be almost a blank slate for us to like relate to him in a way and like explore the world. And so when she wrote him as this like super angry, almost an asshole all the time, like doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, right? Because he went through such a horrible trauma, like people didn't like it because they couldn't relate to him as much anymore. And also because he really was a dick. Like he was a pretty big asshole in the movie. But then
Right.
he went through the stages of grief. He was hugely in the anger phase throughout most of the movie. And then he gets over it. And then right when he gets over it, Sirius dies. And that scene where like he's destroying Dumbledore's office and he's freaking out and he says he wants to die. That is super great. I loved the whole thing. And like as much as I still don't like the caps lock Harry bit, I appreciate it more.
Man, watching Sirius Black die was also kind of hard for me to watch.
Oh yeah, that was just like
Because also it's fucking Gary Oldman. Like, dude, you kill Gary Oldman in a movie? The fuck's wrong with you, bro?
right. I remember, I don't remember, it was Halloween. It was Halloween whenever the fuck that movie came out. I remember watching it in theaters. And I remember that because my cousin Luis like dressed up as Harry Potter for that Halloween. And like we saw it and then we walked out of the theater and it was like, all right, let's go Halloween now, guys.
Man, I
So
swear to God, I really don't want fucking Halloween to be canceled. It's been 6 months of this lockdown shit, and I'm fucking going insane.
people are just gonna saying, fuck it, we're gonna do it anyways. I saw that on Facebook. People are
Yeah,
like, hey, we've been locked down
like
for 6 months.
we haven't seen anything serious going on. Like the fuck? We've been following procedures for 6 fucking months, and you guys have been like dead silent about everything. You haven't told us much of shit.
Yeah, and it turns out most of the shit they're saying were lies, anyways, with the World Health Organization and with the CDC, apparently.
Yeah, the CDC just recently comes out saying, oh, most of the people dying are like basically already sick anyway.
Yeah, it's just a weird fucked up thing, man.
And
And
I love how they were so like fucking covering, like when Dwayne Johnson got it, he fucking like 3 days later, him and his whole family fucking recover. I'm like, doesn't shock me. Dude's a fucking health nut. Dude fucking works out 10 hours a day. He eats fucking really clean. So does his whole family. Do you not expect him to recover?
Yeah, and people won't fucking talk about that because that part of your
It's
health and life is so important.
because they don't want people thinking for themselves.
Yeah, and like when people talk about like, oh, I've got crooked teeth and a no chin and this and that because of genetics. And this dude is like, he was on the Joe Rogan podcast. He's like, no, that's not genetics. That's diets. That's you having a horrible diet. That's why your teeth are fucking crooked and you got no chin and you're fucking underdeveloped in the face and you look ugly because you ain't been eating right, son.
Yeah, so do you know how Joe Rogan's new setup? I really don't like how it looks, honestly.
I don't know. I mean,
It looks like the inside of a fucking sauna bed, I'm not gonna lie.
it looks clean as fuck, though. Like, you can't deny that it looks clean as fuck. As
I
much
don't
as I
like their
like Sony.
camera setup either. It's like I feel like they got a worser camera than they did last time.
Well, okay, so that's easily explained because of like how contrasting like the background is, right? Like the way the camera's focused, it focused more on the background instead of them because of the way the background looks, like all the hard dark lines and the bright lights. So it ended up auto-focusing on that instead of them. So they looked kind of blurry, and that's why it looked like that. Plus, was Jamie even in that podcast? Because I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, they were talking to him a few times.
Oh, good. Yes, I was hoping and praying that Jamie would stay part of the team and that
God.
he'd move with Rogan to Texas. I was
Yeah,
kind
they're
of
in
hoping that.
Austin, dude. I'm like, oh God, Austin. And then fucking Adam's like, dude, Joe, it's great to have you in Austin because we need more manly energy here. I was trying so fucking hard not to laugh my ass off hearing that.
Austin gets hit pretty hard by hurricanes.
Austin, Texas?
Yeah,
No
Austin's one of
shit.
those. Yeah, Austin is one of those cities. If you don't want to get hit by a hurricane, probably go to San Antonio.
Yeah. Dude. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, there's another game I'm really excited for that has not fucking got a release date. It's also been delayed in the it's Dying Light 2. I'm super stoked. I love the first game. I just wish the story was a bit more fleshed out with the writing. The voice acting could have had way better fucking work.
Well, I mean, yeah. That was a low budget game, wasn't it?
It was funded by Warner Brothers.
What? That kind of stuff weirds me out because like there are
It's
so
like if
many
you're not
great
throwing Warner Brothers
examples.
pushing your game, what the fuck? Like they're your fucking budget. Like they're like your fucking budget guys. You're like, hey man, can you give us a little bit more money so we can put fucking better voice actors in this game? It's like, and some better writers too. It's like, fuck, the writing for that game was flat most of the time. It's like fucking, I don't know, you're fucking dead. Like I fucking talked to you like what, two to three times in this whole fucking game. It's like, don't care, dude. Like you were talking to me for about a good 5, 10 minutes. Don't give a shit. And I really fucking wish didn't die was Crane. Like Kyle, when he fucking died at the end of the following DLC, which felt more like a fucking sequel than an expansion pack, it's like I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. You killed him already?
Yeah, I think, and it's weird too because you got such great examples of amazing games that get made or other pieces of media,
And
and
that's
they
why
had
fucking
so
Techland's like,
little
hey, we're
funding.
with Project Red's fucking Witcher 3 writers to help us write Dead Island, I mean Dying Light 2, not fucking Dead Island.
Yeah, because like you look at stuff like Christopher Nolan is the best fucking example of that. He made his first movie on like what, $6,000 or some measly fucking amount, and he made a cool $36 million. Like off of $6,000, he made a movie that grossed at $36 million, and then his next movie he had like.
Than that, the Blair Witch is still the highest grossing movie. I mean, still is the most profitable movie ever made.
Well, I'm not saying that he made more money than it.
Here's
I'm
the thing:
saying.
the Blair Witch had a budget of $10,000, and I think it made $110 million.
Yeah, but that's another great example of like low budget, huge returns.
It's
And
not about the low budget. It's about giving a fuck about what you're doing that's gonna help make money.
that's why Christopher Nolan made such great movies. I'm still not a fan of The Dark Knight Returns. But The Dark Knight and Batman Begins are fucking great. I don't know what it is about The Dark Knight Returns, but I just can't get fucking
It's
behind that
the
movie.
thing about that is like the fucking Nolan trilogy is a lot like the Arkham trilogy. It's like the first games were fucking like redefined the genre, and then the second ones were the fucking best ones, and the third ones weren't perfect, but they were somewhat a fitting ending.
Yeah. I feel like Arkham Knight did better than The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I'll give him that. Fucking the whole fucking, oh, it's Talia al Ghul was there all along. I'm like, the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
I wasn't too big a fan of Liam Neeson as Ra's al Ghul.
I mean, he did his job. He did his job.
He did what he was given with, but like I wasn't that big of a fan of him, honestly.
Yeah, plus they didn't get the hair right.
It just didn't feel like fucking wherever the hell they were. I don't know what country that League of Assassins is in.
I don't know either, but they were in like some snow bullshit. You know what I think
Yeah.
people forget about in that movie the most, and I even forgot about it to the point where I didn't know it was in the movie, was in the
What?
beginning. In the basically the whole beginning of the movie, everybody forgets about the beginning of the movie because it's your standard parents get killed thing, which is the most realistic death of the Waynes, by the way, because you're Thomas Wayne didn't try to fight that fucking dude. He was trying to keep his family alive. He's like, here, take my fucking money. Like, let's stay
That's the
calm
thing
here.
about Christopher Nolan. He's all about realism with the fucking movies. And that's
But
why I really didn't give a shit about the fucking the Dark Knight movies. It's like it feels too fucking like real, and Batman just feels slow as fuck. I'm like, it's like when he's fighting people, I'm like, I'm not feeling it, dude. I'm not feeling those punches connect. It just feels bad and slow.
for which one?
It was when what was it when fucking quote unquote Robin was getting attacked, and then Batman comes in and beats the shit out of those thugs. The way they fucking cut the camera to him and Batman is just fucking horrible.
In what movie?
I'm trying to remember it. I think it's the Dark Knight Returns with the one with Bane.
Oh, yeah, that's the
The
Dark
camera work in that
Knight.
movie was fucking
Yeah.
what?
Oh, we're not talking about you people listening. You could probably already tell, but we're not talking about Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns. We're talking about the third movie in Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. Just making that clear.
This is why I liked how Zack Snyder used the camera work in his superhero movies. It's like they always feel like they're connected, and it doesn't feel like really sloppy edits.
Yeah.
I
But going.
prefer his movies more because like they're fucked up, and that's what I like to try to go with. A lot of people don't like his take on Batman, but like they were hinting at him not killing people before. It's like and Christopher Nolan was working on him with these movies too.
Well, to
And the thing
before
with
we can.
Batman, like, what if we got Batman and we make him fucking snap?
Right. Well, before we go down that road, I wanted to finish what I was going to say real quick about the Christopher Nolan's first movie for
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins. I totally forgot it was in the movie. Like, first off, fucking weird nipple bed. I don't know what the set went with for Bruce Wayne's bed, but that nipple bed was weird. But anyways, he is going to kill Joe Chill, right? Like, he's going, they've got him, he's being taken to court. Bruce is like basically an adult now. He's got a gun, and they're taking him out of the courthouse, and Bruce is gonna shoot and kill this dude. He's never done it before. He's gonna go fucking kill this guy. And then someone else kills him first, the Falcones, right? The mafia. And then he goes to the Falcone mafia head and is like, what the fuck? Blah blah blah. I want to kill him. And then Falcone like gives him a reality check and is like, dude, you're fucking stupid. You don't get it and you never will. And this and that. And so Bruce has like his epiphany moment. And then he goes out by the river and he fucking tosses the revolver in there because he's like so disgusted with
I
himself.
haven't seen that movie in such a long fucking time. It's like,
I
I don't
know.
remember this at all.
Yeah, I didn't remember this either. And then before he goes and trains, he lives as if he's homeless in Gotham. Like he tries to understand the struggle of the common folk in Gotham City. It's pretty surreal. I'm like, holy shit. Okay, this is.
That I just I that just doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. Like, I definitely liked the part where he confronts Falcone because he was gonna kill Joe Chill and this and that, and then he tosses the gun in the river.
I was kind of getting those vibes with the Batman trailer, like how Bruce Wayne was like on his motorcycle and he's wearing like that face mask to cover his face because it looks like he just left a crime scene as Batman, and you could see like I don't know someone in charge talking to a huge crowd, and then he fucking drives off back to the Batcave.
Oh, that was like the commissioner and the mayor, I think.
Dude, yeah. So Jim Gordon's not the commissioner in this movie either. Fuck, I just don't
Oh yeah,
really
he's a
fucking.
captain. I
I
forget
fucking
they
hate
fucking do
that. I
that.
hate when they do that shit. It's like, pre-Commissioner Gordon, I just don't like him. It's like, boring.
I don't know. So let's get back to Zack Snyder, because I remember what you were saying, like a Batman who snaps and stuff. I
Yeah,
think
it's like, because they, with what they did was, they had Joker kill Dick Grayson instead of Jason Todd.
okay.
I think there is an alternate Earth where that did happen, and I think Batman did snap in a similar way.
Yeah, I'm not saying that that's bad. I think personally, for the movie at least, and the way it was presented, it would have been better had, instead of him like killing everybody already, is like he had went through all that shit, right? And so he still managed to like sustain it. And then
Yeah, a
there's
lot of people are
fucking,
like,
and
well,
then there's
what
Superman.
instead of making Batman kill the criminals, what if Batman's like, Superman's not human, he's an alien. I won't feel guilt killing this person.
Yeah, and then he starts to realize that he's like a person, and this is the first time he's like seriously considered taking a life. And then in comes Lois Lane, and is like, "What the fuck are you doing? They're gonna kill his mom!" And he's like, "What? What?" And then he like, and then he's like, "Fuck, fuck." And I think then the whole Martha thing would have probably been less of a meme, because I can kind of get the point of view of like the trauma, and it's like an activation of it or whatever, all that shit. But it's still kind of dumb.
Was it someone edited it in the scene for the Batman warehouse scene where he's gonna kill the guy with the flamethrower? And it's just like, I'll kill her, believe me, I do it, I'll do it. And Batman's having flashbacks to when his mom died, and then it fucking cuts back to him, and he's like, I believe you.
Done, done.
That'd have been fucking cool as fuck if they added that into the movie.
Yeah, they could have done different things to make it better, and I'm not saying that.
I still liked it for what it was. It's way more entertaining than most of the Marvel movies I've watched. It's just people don't like watching long, drawn out like conversations with characters anymore.
Well,
That's what most of that movie was people talking to each other. It was more of a court battle than an actual fist fight.
I think it really depends on how it's written and what it's written about, because there are some people who love fucking like A Silent Voice. I love A Silent Voice. There's like zero action in that movie. It is literally all talking. It is all talking. And then there's the almost suicide at
Yeah,
the
that scene
climax.
looked fucking horrifying.
Oh my God. The whole movie is great, by the way. Fucking A. Folks listening, if you haven't seen this movie, A Silent Voice on Netflix, go fucking watch it. One of the
Speaking
best
of
redemption stories ever.
shit on Netflix, they have released almost every Godzilla movie on Netflix in the world aside from the fucking United States.
Really?
And it pisses me off. I love Godzilla. I have been watching him ever since I was in kindergarten, I believe. I think it was because my grandpa decided to get one from Blockbuster. He's like, hey, let's watch a really stupid movie. And I'm like, I fucking love it. I love this shit. It's insane. I love it.
I'm
Fuck
gonna
it.
try and, because I was watching A Silent Voice before you called, by the
Yeah.
way.
My fucking
So
brother watched
I'm
that
gonna,
movie a lot.
yeah, I love that movie. So I'm gonna search up Godzilla on Netflix right now and see what pops up for you.
Yeah,
So,
but the thing is like
okay,
most people are using a VPN to watch the Godzilla movies.
they have three things on here, and all of them are Netflix originals. All
Yeah,
three of them.
I hate the anime Godzilla movies. They're
Yeah.
so fucking bad.
There, it's animated Godzilla 1, 2, and 3.
It's that dog shit cheap CGI that they're using for those movies.
I don't like that CGI. And then, you know what pops up in the same search as it though?
What, King Kong?
The Jurassic Park movies, 2012, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Clash of the Titans, the Doom Annihilation movie, fucking The Last Airbender, the M. Night Shyamalan movie, the
What
Mortal
the f
Kombat movie from the fucking 80s,
Dude, stop. You're gonna make me fucking vomit.
Zathura, like classic Zathura,
Oh my God, I remember that movie. Holy shit.
fucking Battle Los Angeles, Terminator 3, Terminator Salvation, Starship Troopers,
got the last good Terminator movies on there.
Splice, Underworld
That's
Evolution.
Splice is a fucked up movie.
Is that the one where like there's this weird creature in the No fucking way, they have Mask of the Phantasm on Netflix?
No, dude, I need to watch that.
Holy shit. That's insane.
Fucking, isn't that a Batman animated series original character?
Yeah, it is. And it
It
also
was
like
someone
lightly touches on
that
the
Bruce Wayne was
origins.
in love with.
Huh?
It was a character that Bruce Wayne was in love with.
Yes, it was.
He
Kevin
was
Conroy
paranoid.
said that Kevin Conroy in that DC fandom thing said that Mask of the Phantasm was one of his favorite movies to do because he likes doing the movies and the scenes
You
in
know
which like it
what
explores
I'm
Bruce
really happy
Wayne's
about
character
the
and
DC
trauma.
comics right now is that Red Hood is getting way more fucking attention, and I love it.
That's good. Oh my
I
God,
fuck
Death
Hood
Race.
is by far one of my most favorite Batman characters.
Yeah,
He
Red
needs
Hood, great
way
character.
more love, dude. He needs way more fucking love. I'm talking like we need a fucking live action Batman under the Red Hood movie. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God,
I need it
the
done.
Spiderwick Chronicles.
God, I
Yeah.
fucking hate that movie.
You hate that movie?
I fucking do not like it.
That's one of Freddie Highmore's earliest movies. The dude who played Bates, Mr. Bates in Bates Motel, and who plays Sean in The Good Doctor.
I don't really fucking follow people like that.
Oh, I just know that because I've seen those things, so I know that he's in them.
I just don't really care for a lot of television that's produced today. It's like, oh, cool, fucking.
Oh shit, they have Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated on here too.
I
That was one of the best takes on Scooby-Doo, by the way. What else they have? Oh my
good
God.
remake Scooby-Doo, absolutely.
They have a fucking live action Bleach. They have What's New Scooby-Doo on here? Sin City. What the fuck?
Sin.
Hardcore Henry is on Netflix. Oh my God.
Want to watch that movie. I'm not a fan of it.
Total Recall is on it as well. The Schwarzenegger movie.
Back in school when everyone was flipping the fuck out about Hardcore Henry.
Oh my God. That was freshman year.
I'm like, oh, cool, dude, a fucking movie done in POV. It's like you guys have never
Oh my
fucking
God.
seen any VHS movies.
They have the fucking 1979 Mad Max movie with fucking Mel Gibson.
Those are the best ones.
Holy shit.
I'm not saying Tom Hardy was a bad Mel Gibson. It's just that movie's overrated.
Oh, that movie is 100% overrated. Remember? Ah, it's a good day
That movie won
to die on
seven.
the Fury Road. And he like spray paints
That
his
movie
mouth.
won seven fucking Oscars.
That movie won 7 Oscars.
Yes.
That movie's so weird. He's fucking spray paints his mouth. He's all, it's a good day
Oh,
to die on the Fury Road.
beautiful day.
Yeah. Oh my God. They have District 9. What
Was a good
else?
movie.
Spaceballs is on here. Ew, the new Beyblade Burst movie. They have all of the Indiana Jones movies, it looks like. What else do they have?
Beyblade, let it shit.
Beyblade. Wow, they really do have like all of the Indiana Jones movies. Now I'm kind of like deep into this hole on Netflix as to what they have. OG Back to the Future.
Dude, I missed when I remember growing up watching the old Ben 10 show. I'm fucking God damn, there was something about that show, man, that was fucking awesome.
Illang
It's
the
just
Wolf. This looks like something from fucking. What is this? In 2029, the elite police squad Illang combats terrorist group opposing the reunification. This is a Korean movie, a
oh
Netflix
boy.
original Korean movie, but the cover looks like fucking Killzone.
Oh God.
That's weird. Ash versus the Evil Dead. Bro, remember fucking Sonic X?
Yes, I do. I watched some of
It's
that
on
show.
Netflix. It's on Netflix. Along with Johnny Test. Hoodwinked 2. Remember Hoodwinked?
Dude, everyone was fucking begging for a sequel. Like, I love Hoodwink. I just wish they had a better animation team. Hoodwinked was not a bad movie at all.
Yeah, the first one. The second one was
Just
really shit. I can't lie to you.
the fucking art style was so atrocious for the first movie.
It was, and it stayed the same. It's so atrocious in both of those movies, but the first one is written so much better.
I haven't seen the second one, but I fucking loved Hoodwink though, dude.
The first movie is way better. You don't even want to watch the second one. The second one is
You know
way
what Cartoon Network needs to do? They need to bring back Scary Godmother every fucking Halloween like they used to back in 2008 and through 2010. I fucking love that movie as a kid.
Yeah, they do. What the fuck? They have some shitty knockoff of River Monsters called Chasing Monsters. That's so
Who is it
lame. I
by
don't know. They've
Animal
also
Planet or
got like an anime on movie on here. Okay. Adventurer Cyril Chiquette seeks out the most colossal and dangerous underwater creatures around the world. So yeah, it literally is a copy and paste of River Monsters with a shittier dude. Because Jeremy Wade is the fucking shit. I love Jeremy
Yeah.
Wade.
I remember that one time he went to Chernobyl to see what the fuck happened to the fish.
Oh yeah, that was interesting. What is this movie? Mirai? It's a Japanese movie, I think, 2018. And unhappy after his new baby sister displaces him, 4-year-old Kun begins meeting people and pets from his family's history in their unique house. Okay,
What the fuck?
that's like a Japanese like culture thing.
So, fucking speaking of entertainment wise, fucking the Avengers game. Huh?
I haven't played it or seen anything.
I've played the beta. I fucking do not recommend anyone buying that shit.
Didn't you have to pre-order it to play the beta?
No, I did an open beta a week ago. It's just so fucking horrible to look at. It's like there's a shit ton of motion blur.
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't played it or touched it, watched
And
anything.
they probably chose one of the most boring fucking characters to try and bring the Avengers back together. Like Kamala Khan, fucking Miss Marvel. Like really?
Okay.
Really? You could have done way fucking better for your choices.
Kamala Khan is still better than Captain Marvel.
No, they're both
One.
fucking dog shit.
She's 100% better than Carol Davis.
Here's the
100
thing.
fucking
She seems
percent.
like a fucking carbon copy of MCU Spider-Man. It's what she feels like. She's got fucking Mr. Fantastic's fucking superpowers.
Slightly different, but yeah.
It's like there's nothing original about her. Even her fucking suit screams copycat.
I'm not saying she's a good character. I'm just saying she's better than Carol Davis.
Carol Danvers. I liked
Danvers.
pre fucking what was it? What kind of war was it?
Civil
And
War?
there, it wasn't no civil. It was not Civil War. The Marvel comics were still good even after Civil War. It was fucking some. It was some fucking event. I can't remember.
It had to have been early. Are you talking about Mutant Massacre?
No, it's. I'm trying to remember, but Carol Danvers was good when she wore that black and yellow suit with that fucking red scarf.
So before Rogue killed her, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, even
Motherfucking
then,
rope.
they only killed her because she didn't fucking sell, because nobody liked her. But
Yeah, she still doesn't sell now.
her creator had a fucking boner for her and kept her alive inside Rogue as a second personality until he could bring her back into Marvel when they would let him again. Because nobody fucking wanted to buy her comics. And then he brought her back eventually. And then guess what? Nobody fucking liked his baby still. Nobody
It's
likes
just
her.
boring, dude. It's like, dude, you gotta write him better, man.
And
What?
she stole Shazam's name, bro.
Yeah, they
Like,
had a whole lawsuit over that.
stay Miss Marvel. Let Shazam be Captain Marvel, because Shazam is what you fucking say.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's like, you know what? We're gonna sue DC for a name. It's like, fucking why? Fucking why?
It's so fucking stupid.
It was also fairly recent too, because I was watching, what was it, Batman, Superman, Public Enemies, and they still called him Captain Marvel.
I didn't watch Public Enemies. I thought part of it was really dumb. Like that
Yeah, the
suit.
fucking that movie came out in 2010, I believe.
Right.
And
I
like
felt
what? After that movie came out, they no longer call them Captain Marvel. It's like, oh, so this is a 10-year-old fucking issue, huh?
Yeah, I thought that the fucking, what's it called? The mech at the end was the dumbest shit ever. I really did. Like, I could not get behind it. I was
I
like, this
thought it was
is
funny.
fucking.
What else were they supposed to fucking do?
They could have done literally anything except to split half and half down the middle. That shit
Dude,
looked.
just be glad
I
you're not reading
always hate
fucking
that.
Dark Knight's Metal where they built the same mech, but they put a Wonder Woman element on it.
Oh yeah, didn't they give it tits?
They gave it tits, lipstick, and the fucking tiara.
Oh my god. Either way, I fucking, if they can pull it off, it'll look fine, but they did it split exactly in half. That's not fucking, that does never looks good. It never looks good.
Should have done the what the fucking Batman versus Superman logo was. Put Superman, no, put the Superman logo inside of the Bat logo.
Yeah, and like
Here's
mixed and
another
matched
thing.
it.
You give the fucking you put Superman in the fucking Batman cowl, you make the cape red, and then you fucking give him black then you give him like bare fist and then the fucking red boots. I mean, I'm not fucking trying to be hard right now. It's just it would have looked a lot better. Black and red never hurt anybody.
Yeah, black and red never did hurt anybody. It really didn't.
It's one of the best color combinations in the fucking world. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah. I mean, black with anything basically looks great because of the huge contrast it has.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, looks great. Oh my God.
Fucking what else is it? I'm trying to think. There was a sequel to that movie. I liked
Was
it
it?
way better because yeah, there was. It was Batman Superman Apocalypse. It was them
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
finding Supergirl crashes into a harbor. She fights the fuck out of fishermen who were trying to help her out.
Well, she was also naked too.
Well, dude, she looked like a child. Do you think they're not going to help her out?
I mean, I guess, yeah, she's kind of like a teenager. That
She's
whole
actually
movie.
older. She's older than Kal-El. It's just she was still in cryostasis. That's the thing.
Yeah, so she didn't like grow.
And also, she's way more powerful than him because she was a lot closer to the sun than she was. She was near Earth. It's just she didn't get shot down to Earth because of how she was orbiting the fucking the belt of the sun.
Right.
So she
Isn't
has way more solar radiation in her body than Superman does.
it? Is it just me, or like, am I the only one who gives literally zero fucks about the fucking Doom story? Like, at least in the first game?
I think I liked it more in the Doom Eternal than I did the first game.
Well, because it's basically just background noise for me right now. Because, like, I just
Right.
booted it up. So I could still talk to you, but also not feel weird sitting in my room.
Man, I'm used to just sitting down doing nothing to talk to people. It's fine. It's just most of the time, if you're gonna make a really badass character and give him like a backstory, it's like it's not easy to fucking do a lot of the time. It's like Doom guy he's someone I really couldn't pity over if he fucking died, but like when I heard more and more about his backstory, I do pity the son of a bitch because he lost a lot.
I mean, I don't know any about him, so you can
Regular,
tell me.
he was a regular human in peak fucking physical condition.
Yeah, I assumed as much,
And the
but
thing
like.
is that he was. He lost a lot. He lost family, he lost friends to creatures of hell, and he fought tooth and nail, and then lo and behold, the fucking con makers found him outside the castle walls.
Okay.
That's basically what happened, I believe, as far as I know. And then we have no idea who gave him his fucking powers.
Yeah.
I
Okay.
might guess the fucking devil himself. That's all I'm saying. There
Yeah,
is a
it
saying
seems.
that the devil does not want two hells. Hell on earth is one hell too many.
I mean, I can see that.
Like, you can't control two things. That's why Satan's not a big fan of Gabriel or whatever the fuck his name is. Gabriel?
Gabriel,
Yeah, he tried to do hell on earth, didn't he?
I don't know about Gabriel.
I wonder, I want to know how the ancient gods goes, because if Doom's supposed to be more about biblical terms, then why the fuck is there gods and not just God?
I don't know. I mean, I don't
It's
know what
interesting.
you're thinking.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Hey, I passed the rune trial. Dope.
Oh yeah, rune trials don't exist anymore in Doom Eternal, which I fucking like.
Okay.
You
Didn't
just
know
go to
that.
the press it, and then you select the one you want to get, and then it just gives it to you.
Oh, dope. Okay. I mean, the first one you have to do is easy as fuck. You just shoot things with a shotgun, get extra time to complete it, and then you're done.
Yeah, but Doom 2016 felt way more difficult than the second one does.
Oh, for sure, but you're also way slower. You don't start with double jump and shit like that.
Yeah, I liked it when I like it better when Doom Guy moves super fucking quick.
Yeah, plus it makes more sense. Really does.
They say his normal running speed is 50 miles an hour.
What the
Yeah.
fuck is that? That's insane.
It's fucking fast. And apparently when he gets his what is it, super dash move, he's moving at like what? 300 miles an hour?
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but like the motherfucker moves fast.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
That's what I enjoy so much about Doom. It's a fucking power fantasy. Anyone can enjoy it.
100 fucking percent, yeah.
You know what I would love them to do? Do a Doom multiverse. That would fucking rock. I would love that.
Okay, there you
That'd
go.
be fucking sick.
Oh, so much shit we could do.
There could be a universe where Doom got where the Doom Marine never becomes a Doom Slayer, but he like gets a modified suit to help him take on the demons, and there can be like a Doom Gal. No one's fucking having any issues with that because there is fucking fan concept art that everyone fucking loves.
Yeah, I think if it comes out naturally and is written well, people take more kindly to that kind of stuff.
Like, you know
Because
how they
like,
did with Spider-Gwen? No one had a fucking issue with it. It's
oh,
just
dude.
Origin was different. It was really, you know, I still have that comic of Spider-Gwen where she fights the Punisher.
Spider-Gwen is literally my favorite fucking one of my favorite comics of all time. I read as much as I could of that shit. Like,
I
oh,
want to get
dude.
the thing rated by those guys who do the grading system. I don't know what it would be. I still have it sealed up in that little envelope when I bought it from the comic book shop near the high school.
Oh, a place to game?
No, Heroes Hideout.
Heroes Hideout, that's right. What the fuck am I saying? A place to game. That's in fucking Mary's. It's almost in Marysville.
I found a douche. Man, I just don't like staying home all the time. It's fucking been hard finding work too.
Yeah, you'll get there though.
I'm trying. Haven't found anything though.
Like I
They're like,
said.
oh, you need a driver's license. Oh, you need experience. Oh, you need a fucking guard card. Oh, you need this and that.
Yeah, well, you'll get there. You really will. I
Yeah,
mean,
I don't really trust hiring agencies anymore.
I don't know. I'm kind of just in. I was guaranteed my job, so I'm not
Yeah,
really.
you got lucky.
Well, because I put myself in a position where I could increase my chances of luck, I guess you could say.
I guess.
Fuck, I
Perhaps.
blew myself up. Jesus Christ. I just got the rocket launcher.
So, anything else going on?
I mean, not really. I kind of need to go grocery shopping.
Oh God, dude, same. Fucking, we're out of ketchup. We're out of syrup. I told you today I made protein waffles. I'm like, hell yeah, this would be a nice breakfast. Me waking up fucking like 11 in the morning. I'm like, oh,
Right.
fucking syrup.
That's barely the morning 11. Yeah, I know
Dude,
what you're saying.
I'm not falling asleep until super late.
Yeah.
And
Oh,
it's
I did get milk. I
Milk.
got it. Yeah, I got it from the gas station. I got some milk. So I can put that in my protein shake. Which and also the fucking eggs that you got. I don't know if you actually watched that Gordon Ramsay video I sent you, but you gotta try it. Those eggs are so good. They're so
Don't know. My brother can cook eggs better than I can. I'll have him do it. But we're almost out of eggs anyway. We're like we only
okay.
got like two left.
Oh, well, you can do it with two eggs. You're just gonna have to adjust the times.
Right. It's just, yeah, I'll do it when we have more shit.
Okay, yeah, 'cause it's three eggs and you get them in there, you get them in the bitch, and you get it in and you don't scramble it yet. Like, you have the pan heated up with some olive oil. You get the three eggs in a bowl. You get butter and you put the butter with the eggs and you don't scramble it yet. And then you put it inside the preheated pan with the oil. And then when you start mixing, and you mix it and you mix it and you fold it and you treat it like it's a risotto. A risotto. What the
I
fuck?
don't know what the fuck that is, dude.
It's like a special rice dish. But anyway, you do the folding and scraping and all that shit that you do with
Yeah,
eggs, mostly
let my dad
folding. And
do
then
that kind of shit.
you take it off the heat, and then you do that, and then you put it back on, and you take it off, and you put it back on. Take it off, put it back on, and then finally you take it off again, and there's enough heat to where it's like you don't need to put it back on again, so you turn off the stove. He throws in creme fraiche, which is like an extra fancy way of saying sour cream. It's like an extra fancy sour cream,
Oh,
and you
dude, I
throw
do
it
not like.
in.
I
Well,
do
you
not
don't
like
have
sour.
to.
The only sour cream I like is sour cream and onion chips, bro. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't like sour cream either, and I don't even have it, but he just throws it in there as a thing. But I don't, and it still comes out fine.
Dude, they're
Anyway,
fire
once it gets to
origin.
that, once it gets to that final stage where it's cooking itself in the pan still, that's when you season it. Because if you season it any time before, it gets way too runny. But once you throw it in at the last leg and you keep folding it and folding it in, oh, dude, it's so good. I love it. I
You
highly
know,
recommend you
Joey,
try it. Huh?
there is a fire in Ashland, Oregon.
Ah, probably from California.
Ashland, Oregon is on Interstate 5 border.
Yep. It's California's fault.
There's also fires going on in Colorado and the Wyoming border, too.
Don't know what the hell this country's gone to. We're
Dude,
turning into hell.
yeah. Most of the West Coast is basically fucking hell anyway. What do you expect?
Right. That's why we need to
Oh,
get to South
Derek
Dakota.
Campbell receives Ashland Fire Division Civilian Medal of Honor. Why did he get
Oh.
that? He, what
Wait.
the fuck, just 5 days ago?
Say that again?
Derek Hamilton is a civilian who received the Medal of Honor from the fire department.
So it's not a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah, it's still better than nothing. Look,
What?
I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow. It's been good talking to you.
Oh, dude, absolutely, yeah. What's the show called now? Downright Dysfunctional?
Yep,
Yeah.
downright dysfunctional.
Yeah, we're gonna do an outro.
No, there's no need.
All right, well, I'm just gonna say thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, anyways, I'll see you later, buddy.
See you later, man. Peace out.